This is Healthcare Strategies.
This podcast was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic. As a result, the quality may be a little lower than our usual standards. We appreciate your patience as we practice social distancing. From all of us at Xtelligent Healthcare Media, stay healthy, stay safe, and enjoy the latest episode of Healthcare Strategies.
Hi, and welcome to Healthcare Strategies. I'm Jessica Kent, an editor for Health IT Analytics. Today we're talking to Brian Dixon, PhD, Director of Public Health Informatics at Regan Streef Institute and Richard M. Fairbanks School of Public Health at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. In today's episode, we're talking about how sharing social determinants of health data can help organizations improve population health. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Dixon. How are you?
Great.
So let's start off by talking about the Indiana Network for Population Health. What prompted this initiative and what goals are you looking to achieve?
Yeah, so for many years, the Regan Streef Institute was involved in sort of developing and implementing and expanding the use of electronic medical records for direct patient care. And over time, it has become increasingly clear that clinicians need to both document and understand the social determinants of health. And so our health information exchange that exists within Indiana today focuses largely on direct patient care. So moving individual patients' data around so providers can see someone's past, you know, medical history, their recent lab values, their radiology reports, or their recent encounters in a hospital or discharge summaries. And we started to talk about how it was really time for us to expand that information exchange to include data about the social determinants. So we came up with the concept of the Indiana Network for Population Health, which takes our clinical data exchange that we have today and begins to integrate into it data on the social determinants of health or non-healthcare data. So information about the environment, information about social risks, information about behavior, information about mental health issues, or data around the economy, education, all the things that can impact someone's either ability to, you know, stay on a medication and pay for that medication or affect how often they can come to clinic. We wanted to start bringing those data together. And so we formed the Indiana Network for Population Health as a sort of framework to bring together the stakeholders and begin building the technology platform to support that kind of data management and data analytics.
So what would you say are some of the major challenges to collecting social determinants of health data in the EHR?
Yeah, so I think the biggest challenge to collecting data in the EHR itself is the human resources needed to document the individual social determinants of a patient. So today we ask for physicians and nurses and others to document a lot of details about the patient's clinical status, their symptoms, the diagnoses, a lot of details around the treatment plans. We're asking clinicians to document a lot of things. And so social determinants of health data are typically considered non-healthcare data, but we know they're really important in healthcare. But the biggest challenge we face is getting that information documented in the electronic health record, because it really isn't fair to ask clinicians to document that additional information. Do they need it? Yes. But should they be the ones documenting it? We think not. We think that it would be better if we could capture those data in other ways, but bring them into the EHR. So the other challenge then is if we're going to capture those data outside of the clinical domain, then we have to identify where are those sources that are capturing the data today. Can those data be standardized? And then how do we integrate those data into the electronic health record? So these efforts are, I think, largely around the country pretty nascent, but everyone is sort of in agreement that that's the direction that we need to head.
So how can the exchange of social determinants of health data improve clinical outcomes and population health?
Yeah, so we believe that there's actually a number of ways that we think that social determinants of health data can improve clinical outcomes and population health. So a non-exhaustive list would include, for example, understanding a patient's context can really help with designing the treatment plan that might work best for the patient. So for example, if you have a child in front of you who is obese, we have a community initiative here to reduce childhood obesity. So you've got a child in front of a clinician who's obese, and you want to make recommendations to that parent on how to help their child lose weight. Understanding, you know, the child's context, the neighborhood in which they live, and what amenities or resources are available to them would be helpful. So understanding how far the child lives from a park. Is that a safe neighborhood where that child could play safely in the park? Is there a YMCA that, for example, that has a diabetes prevention program in it that could be a resource to that family, and how to connect them to that program so that it's cost effective for that family. So understanding some of the context around the patient in terms of their economic situation or their living conditions can be very helpful in then making precise recommendations to the parents or to the patient, if it's an adult, on how they can take steps to not only, you know, take their medication to treat their disease, but also then how they can make those behavioral changes or how they can make other lifestyle changes that would impact their overall health and well-being.
Great. So what are some steps that organizations can take to improve the collection or the exchange of social determinants data?
Yeah, so I think a couple steps that organizations could take include, one is they can look around in the communities. There are organizations that are collecting some of these data. And so, for example, we are working as part of our Indiana Network for Population Health. We're working very closely with our 211 program. 211 is a kind of a free utility that's typically sponsored by a nonprofit organization. You call 211 from your phone and you can get connected, for example, to a resource that will help you fill out a Medicaid application. You can get connected to a mental health treatment provider if you're having sort of a crisis. So this hotline is collecting information on what issues are in the community and where are certain types of calls coming from. We're working to integrate that data into our information exchange. There are other programs that are out there like Aunt Bertha, other commercial, for example, entities that can help connect in the EHR to a service provider, a wraparound service that's out in the community. That's one way that providers can identify what service might be best for a patient. Increasingly, we see forms and templates in the EHR to collect some of these data. So that's where providers could work with their EHR vendor to begin collecting some of these data, or working with their regional health information organization that is also likely, many of them are working on solutions to help providers get some of this information from the community and bring it into the EHR. So really it starts with kind of doing that environmental scan around you to find out what service might be best for your practice or for your health system, and then working with that partner to begin bringing in what data they have available today, even if it's limited, but then working with them over time to expand the type of information that is available to you that you don't have to recollect, but then also recognize that in the interim, there may be some data that your practice may need to begin collecting to serve your patients based on their needs. If you're a safety net provider, for example, you may already be collecting some of this information, whereas some private hospital systems or private practices may not be collecting some of the information today.
Brian, if you wanted to elaborate a little bit more on partnerships between provider organizations and public health organizations and how that can improve patient health and better address social determinants of health for patients as well.
Sure. So, so public health organizations often, so they're typically, you know, local governmental, public health is really what I'm talking about here. In most major cities, the health department is involved in a number of initiatives to address essentially the social determinants of health. And so often they're working with providers on things like, you know, preventing community spread of infections like MRSA or right now COVID. That's what we typically think of public health organizations. But they also are involved in a number of initiatives to reduce diabetes burden or improve heart health, for example. And so those initiatives that the public health organizations are involved in, typically some providers, you know, participate in them in terms of getting staff to march for heart health, for example. But there's also community based organizations who are part of those initiatives, and they are working in neighborhoods and with food pantries. And so working with the health department, inviting them to come in and talk to your organization about what they're doing and finding those ways to partner, I think would be beneficial, because there are many things that the public health organization can essentially do for the practice. But of course, you know, providing care and working one-on-one with the patients, that's where the practice has its strengths. And so really forming that partnership can bring value both to the practice in terms of addressing these community issues, but also out to the community and the public health organization, because then they have another clinical practice that's willing to work with them in kind of referring patients out to those services and also bringing enhanced care to the patients who live in that community.
And then just one step further, once organizations have that social determinants data, what steps can they take to address patients' social determinants of health?
Yeah, so there's an evolving sort of evidence now on which kind of factors are most important. For example, management of diabetes, or when transportation issues are really important. For example, in low-income mothers-to-be, right? Making sure that they have transportation to come into primary care or maternity care, prenatal care, is really important. And so these kind of best practices are emerging. And so it really would begin to apply the data that you're capturing or bringing in to those situations. So making those data available in your EHR forms by either turning on those fields so that they're visible to you, or working with a partner to run essentially what we're doing is analytics in the background to find out which kind of social determinants are most pertinent for this individual that's coming into the clinic, and then what services are they likely to need. So we've built models, for example, to predict who's going to benefit from a referral out to a nutrition service, or who's going to benefit from that referral out to a transportation network so that the mother can get the prenatal care that she needs. And so it's really working again with those partners to implement, or if you have an internal team, to implement the analytics yourself to identify those factors and then make them visible to your frontline clinicians when they're making those decisions. It's also about identifying maybe some of the non-clinical resources you have in your practice or your health system who could benefit from these data. We've made the data available, for example, to social workers so that they can have the data available to them when they're working with the client. We've also made the data available to public health nurses who have started to come into our safety net providers and do sort of consultation with clients. Public health is a really good partner because they're often aware of those community resources that exist, and they can help connect patients to those wraparound services in the community to help meet their kind of total health needs.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Dixon, for your time today.
Not a problem. It was a pleasure talking with you.
How is your organization collecting or sharing social determinants of health data to improve population health? Share this episode on Twitter, tag Health IT Analytics, and let us know what you think. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Xtelligent Healthcare Media production.